There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
It always is the last question, isn't it? Here we go, FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. And a reminder, get in touch. It's pretty easy. Phone calls, well, I like those too. So 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for a phone call or a text. Also, you can leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, update here on what's going on with Iran, right? CENTCOM carried out the latest wave of strikes against Iran. And, you know, I think people, I didn't get a chance to say it to Jeff, but maybe, just maybe people coming around to what I had said all along, that this term, it's like a regular good word, but it gets so overused. But I have to, the resiliency, everything, transparency and resiliency are about the most overused words, but the come back at it-ness of the Iranians, we were talking about that on the show way back. Now people are like, oh, it looks like they, yes, they reconstitute very well. And it's a messaging issue. Did they mismessage on this? I think they did mismessage early on. Say, oh, we got them. We have a super successful job done. And then how the hell are they continue to launch the number of missiles they do and drones? They're not done yet. And I don't know that they will just go, all right, you got us. You know, and now we have more service members being killed here. And this from over at Fox News says, Trump vows the U.S. will hit any site where Iran is thinking about nuclear development. President said he would hit any site. President made the remark at the White House after reiterating his vow that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Trump said any site where they're even thinking about nuclear will be hitting it very, very powerfully. Now, no one knows except the Iranians the damage we've done to them. This is the president. We have done damage that will take them 20, 25 years to recover from. So if we left tomorrow, we had a big success, but we're not leaving tomorrow. Okay, well, that's my worry, too, that we're advancing. But say we do leave tomorrow. You leave this failed state there in Iran with a proclivity for terrorism. How do things work in Libya? How'd that all work out? So what do you, where do we go here? I know it seems simple, just and folks yesterday, and good for you if you're resolute in your, thoughts. I disagree with you that we should just, run nuclear weapons and kill all the people in Iran. I disagree with you, but you've got, at least you're concrete on it. I think for the rest of us normal human beings, you got to figure out how far do you go before we cry uncle or Iran cries uncle. So what do you do there? I mean, it's just, you said, we're going to hit any place where, they're thinking about nuclear weapons. So, they reference Pickaxe Mountain, which I don't know why we didn't hit in the first place. But we continue to move. The Overton window is a sliding door. I mean, it's we're here to hit the nuclear sites. All right. And the president back on talking about that. But really what's dominated is what I would argue is the current nuclear weapon of Iran, and that's the Strait of Hormuz. That's their big weapon, right? That's their leverage point. You could go ahead, and I heard somebody talk about this. We talked about it on the show yesterday, but somebody was texting Dan or Dalton or Jeff about this. The Karg Island thing, which is beautiful this time of year, Karg Island in late July. So you say, okay, we got the amphibious, which I've listened to some pointy heads on the military side that know more about this than me talk about how tough, how hardened of a target it is. But say you go in, amphibious assault, take Karg Island. Then we're set up on Karg Island, and we're going to get incoming all day long from the Iranian mainland. So what's the next move going to be? Well, we can't have that, right? We can't have our troops under this incoming, so we have to go take the beachhead on the coast of mainland Iran to secure those areas from firing at us. Well, then they just move back and fire again. I mean, this is, and do I have the exact what we should do here? I don't know. I don't know because the options that seem logical are bad, right? I mean, we have those normal normal suspects, I guess, not Lindsey Graham anymore, that are going, oh, yeah, well, we just need to occupy Iran. You know, and how far do we go there? Also, the president commenting, you know, has enough time, but we talk about Iran, but what about Canada? I think this is, you know, the move about the tariffs on Canada, right? The way this is going right now, let's see the latest on this. And then I want to get into another part of what the president said about Canada. This from thehill.com. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told reporters today he wants to know more about the president's rationale for slapping an additional 50% tariff on Canada, adding that he's not a huge fan of tariffs. So just finding out about that, I'm curious to know a little more about the rationale for it. But as you know, I'm not a huge fan of tariffs, Thune told reporters. Senate GOP leader made his comments after the president announced new tariffs on Canadian products ranging from wine to hockey sticks to cement. Well, we should have, I mean, we should at least have our own hockey stick. I mean, we've got the Mystics coming back here. We need, you know, we need our own hockey sticks. We don't need to get imported hockey sticks. So I believe in that. The wine, I don't know what kind of major wine's coming out of Canada. I think we can beat them on that. And then cement. Right, we could do that here, too. I said the president will impose the tariffs under Section 338 of the Tariff Act of 1930. The action prompted an angry rebuke from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who called the levies a direct violation of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Carney said that it was the latest in a series of unilateral U.S. trade actions in violation of the existing free trade agreement and vowed that Canadians would stand together, to support our workers, farmers, businesses, and families. You know, there are people up there. I mean, Canada is the Canada's the attic of the United States, right? We it's there. It's up above us. We don't think about it very often. But when we do, you go up there and you're like, oh, there's some nice things. Like when you go in the attic, you hadn't been there in a while, and you're like, oh, look at the photo album. Or, oh, I remember that bed frame. Or something. This Canada is like the attic. We go up there on occasion and go, oh, look at this stuff. But are we doing the best thing as we're, it seems like we should find, were we getting the screws put to us by Canada? Yep. They taking advantage of things that we let them take advantage of? Yep. Am I glad the president tightened those things up? Yep. But how big of a, I mean, will we have a bigger, higher tariffs with Canada than we do with China? That's where we're going. Also, yeah, so the president more on Canada. Let's go to cut one here. Here's the president talking about, this is after the tariffs. He talked about the wildfires, right? While we have some going here in the United States, you're talking about the Canadian wildfires, cut one.
I mean, you got to stop these fires from coming in and, you know, poisoning our air. Our air has been poisoned. I have a good relationship with Mark Carney, but, you know, we got to stop the fires up there. If we can help them, we'll help them. But maybe they should pay us some damages or something, or we should do some tariffs. But it was terrible. I mean, you had businesses closing, in particular Michigan. If you look at Detroit, Michigan area, they had to close everything. They had to close car plants and a lot of other things. So I've never remembered this happening. Over the last 4 or 5 years, you saw it starting to take place. I've never remembered it happening.
All right. So the president's saying the Canadian wildfires, which is a thing that probably has made the news more in the last 5 years, probably. But this happens, and the reason it is this kind of insular world of the Northeast where it affects folks in the Northeast. That's where they're getting most of the issues with north winds coming, right, and bringing the smoke down to the Northeast from north of the 48. Now, I will point out, too, that if we're going to start talking about, some kind of fees to be paid on smoke going in, you can look at the West and you can look at fire maps, and we send a lot of smoke north of the 48 this time of year and fires here in the continental United States. But, you know, right now the attic, I guess, smoke alarm's going off because the attic's coming, smoking down to the United States from Canada out there. And saying that he never heard, there have been Canadian wildfires for hundreds of years. It's a part of the process here. But the idea that it has never happened before, it's probably because it's now getting everybody's attention because it's happened in the Northeast, right? It's affected those people there. So blame Canada. Maybe we just need to, we just tariff the smoke and then send them the bill for that, and everything's squared away. All right, coming back, your text and calls, 251-343-0106. Plus, what's it take to be a daughter of the American Revolution? You know, D.A.R., we'll talk with April Marie about that coming up about 12:35.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:21, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. 251-343-0106. Get your text through and phone call. Let me grab a couple of these texts here. And let's see. First up, Michael says, if Jerry Carl wants other Mideast nations to put boots on the ground in Iran, he needs to look at the casualties from the last time someone invaded them. You were talking about this yesterday. 250,000 Iraqi soldier deaths, another 400,000 wounded. Isn't anything that the Saudis, Qataris, or Iraqis are about to sign up for? How about all these war hawks just send in their precious Israelis if they want boots on the ground and a bloodbath? Derek says, per Iran, they have enough missiles to do this for this tit for tat for 8.5 years. Not a failed state, soon to be the fourth superpower. What I'm saying, Derek, though, is if you knock it out, right? You know, people say, "Oh, you just obliterate the country." Then what comes of that? What comes of that? What? Do you think if you do that, then there's not going to be terrorism coming out of there? I don't think they, right now they're acting like a superpower, but they're in for the long haul. They're showing some ability to fight back, right? But if you do, what comes of that? And then so they say, as soon as that would happen, well, we got to occupy it and get them back on their feet. I've watched this a long time, y'all. This is how it goes. Ricky. What's up, Ricky? Alabama needs to turn back to Jesus Christ. Our government is Sodom and Gomorrah's judgment from God is upon us. Let's use some punctuation, Ricky. As I read your screeds, let's commas, periods, all that kind of stuff. I'll try to work through that. Alabama needs to turn back to Jesus Christ, period. Our government is Sodom and Gomorrah. Judgment from God is upon us all, and we had better turn back to our Maker. I'd go period there. Ricky, Tommy Tuberville and Doug Jones are globalists. We need a real Christian governor. Period there again. Like me, Ricky, on the independent ticket, it will be God's will. Yeah, I know, Ricky, you're pushing like you're in the running for the. So you're running as Ricky for governor of Alabama on the independent ticket. All right, so Ricky, let me know when you get your website up and all that stuff. Let me know. We'll go look at it. Unnamed texter here, Sean, it seems like we're just going to play whack-a-mole with Iran. I think President Trump should divide Iran into thousands of parcels, annex them all, and then sell them and all the mineral rights to the highest bidder. Here's the thing, too. If we start doing this, if we do that, I understand the comedy of that, but people say, well, we should use a nuclear weapon against Iran. What do you think China takes from that? Do you think the dew would dry on the grass if we did that before China would go, all right, hold my whatever beer is Chinese beer. Hold my beer and watch what happens to Taiwan. And then we have to come in at the aid of Taiwan. I mean, they're just waiting for an excuse and go, oh, look, well, they did it. Since that's the way the world works now, right? It's okay to do it because they did it. You know, that's where we are. The whataboutism. C.B. Carl said this thing with Iran has started to make me think it might take something as bad as Dresden to get it finished. People so easily forget the horrors that come with winning a war. Yeah, bombing of Dresden. Yeah, and those were, I mean, the flippin' Nazis, right? But there are a lot of people that died in that bombing, you know, what C.B. Carl's talking about, that were not exactly, you know, SS or Wehrmacht, right? They were just Germans. Derek supports you, Ricky, for governor, and says, let China run his mouth full neocon. China will shut up and make my cheap underwear. So I'm glad it's that simple for y'all. To do something and not think about follow-on effects, and that's where we are. You do this, and then this happens. And you do this, and then that happens. It's why we usually game these things out, but the military can only game out the military portion, right? You need intelligence agencies. You need advisors to talk about, all right, if you move here on this country and do this, this other country has a 75% chance of doing this, which will cause this other country to do this. Because all countries, imagine this, are working for their own best interest. Which we should expect, right? So we should say, okay, if this situation happens, what will this other country do? They're going to do something that helps them. You know, they're going to say, hey, here's a weakness of the force, right? Let's make a move and go there. Somebody said, do you see the... Yes, asking about the fires. I mean, there's been fires all through Canada well before just 5 years ago. And a lot of them, too, actually have been in the east. Now, a lot of them, like, you know, you got the Calgary fires and all that stuff that out in the Rocky Mountains in Canada. But you have a bunch, Newfoundland and Quebec and New Brunswick and those kind of places. So is it great? No, my daughter just got back here to Mobile from New York. And she was saying, Dad, not only is it hot, we're breathing smoke here in New York. You know, so I don't think it's a great thing, but it has happened before. The idea that we need some reparations from Canada over this, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. But that's President doing Trump stuff. Let's see. B-Dark said the only thing Ricky missed was the whole country needs to turn back to Jesus Christ, then China wouldn't matter. The man behind the rich Corinthian leather, Ricardo Montalban, says, I know you are, but what am I? Which is, yes, that's the, that would be, you know, we talk about doctrines and things through American history. If I was president, they'd come back and say, well, you know, it was the, I know you are, but what am I presidency of Sullivan. And Derek says, here you go, librarian lollipop land, let the bombs fall. No one can stop us. At the same time, if we're going to talk about turning back to Jesus Christ, do you think that's righteous? Do you think nuking the country is righteous? Is that does that fit in? Is that your what would Jesus do? Are you killing all the people? Some Old Testament stuff. I don't know how much that resonates in the New Testament. So I think it's fair discussing. All right, coming up, this is one of the stories up right now over at 1819news.com from April Marie Fogel. Asked this question, what does it take to become a daughter of the American Revolution? Like you and I might pick out of that the term daughter and make an assumption there. But people have been trying to get in the DAR that weren't born daughters. I'll let her flesh this out in just a second.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Time to check in with guest hosts in residence here at FM Talk 106.5. You know her, you love her, you read her work at 1819news.com. April Marie Fogel joins us. Yo.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm good. And I want to go back in at the end here and talk about what I was talking about going into the news, or we could just pick it up right here. You are of the mind that we should bomb Iran, like a lot of people on the text line.
I think that we tried the nice way, and you know, I think anybody and everybody can tell that the nice way doesn't work with these.
The nice way. Terrorists. What is the nice way? When day one we take out I mean, just seriously. I mean, I'm all America.
I think the nice way is we try to come to in good faith. Our country said, we're going to have a ceasefire. We're going to come up with a deal.
Charlie Brown negotiating with Lucy. She's not going to pull the football away. I mean, it's the Iranians. They're okay. Always going to lie to you. So I mean,
I think we tried it the nice way. Everybody wanted, you know, I guess not everybody. Some people would prefer we just left them alone until they came and really, really became a problem. Not to say they weren't already. But I think that now we do what we did over in Gaza, where you're dropping flyers and you got loudspeakers saying, get the heck out of here if you're a civilian. And we bomb the crap out of anywhere and everywhere that we can.
But the people there couldn't go anywhere a lot of times. I mean, you look at the deaths in Gaza. Now, no Hamas fan, go after them, but we killed a lot of people that weren't Hamas.
Well, here's the thing is that it was ridiculously, the whole genocide, their population has grown. So, yeah, people died, and that is on Hamas, 100%. 100% of the deaths that happened in Gaza are the result of Hamas.
So, okay. So if the government does something, which I, you know, Hamas takes, and believe me, taking out Hamas, I'd, you know, cheer, but, you know, do the playing cards thing, take out their people. It gives no estimates between 50 and 80,000 in Gaza killed. So it's okay because their government sucked?
So
we kill millions of Iranians? I mean, this is... I mean, I want the leadership knocked out too, but I don't think Iran's going to go. I mean, they've showed themselves, and I go, well, we've learned our lesson now. Thanks for showing us, Uncle Sam.
Well, and again, Gaza's an interesting thing because you look at Gaza and you ask their civilians, do they support Hamas? Do they support the terrorizing of Israel and the destruction of Israel? And then later, the entire Western civilization, and they're all like, yeah, that's what we want. That's who we are. And you're going, okay, what do you do with that? What do you do with a society that has the intent to always support terrorism?
Intent versus ability, too. We have to talk about that. You know, with that person on the there in Gaza says, you know, I want to, which, by the way, you're not going to get them to cheer anymore for Israel than after this. And listen, Israel has a right to defend themselves. I'm just pointing out, but I'm an American, and I'm looking at what we do. And if, you know, the idea that we're just going to, you know, carpet bomb Dresden style all of Iran and kill all these innocent people, it's not the American way.
It is not the American way. But if it comes down to it, if it's a necessity of American, you know, American troops all anywhere in the world being under threat, Americans at home being under threat, because God knows how many Iranians are here. And I do believe wholeheartedly, I'm not a conspiracy
theorist. Yeah, look at Beverly Hills.
I believe wholeheartedly in sleeper cells and the ability of someone who appears to be assimilating, then turning around and doing some atrocious act. I do believe 100% that we have a responsibility to stop that, to cut it off
so,
at the head.
So if their sleeper cells are here, we'll just play this out here, Steel Man, for a second. The sleeper cells are here and waiting. Do you think that bombing and killing scores of Iranians are going to make them wake up from their sleep or stay asleep?
I say we deport them.
Deport them. I'm all for that. If somebody's here, wants to do harm to our country, somebody's here illegally, deport them. I'm 100% with you. But do you think
I don't even think they have to be here illegally.
If they show a terrorist tendency, punt them. Yeah.
You show fidelity to a terrorist organization or a terrorist harboring nation, you got to go. That's one of the things I absolutely love about Marco Rubio. But yes, I will play devil's advocate here, and I will say absolutely bomb away.
Okay, so there y'all are. And listen, most people are on your side on this. I'm always difficult.
Here's the point. Do you know what empathy gets us? Do you know what sympathy gets us? It gets us freaking killed.
Agreed. Once you engage in the action. Now, I was, somebody who said early on, let's probably not do this. We've done this. How do you get away from this? Do you stop right now?
Well,
do you end up putting troops on the ground? What if the bombing, the carpet bombing here doesn't work? Do you end up putting American troops on the ground there to occupy Iran for God knows how long?
One thing that our nation has not been great at in this administration is getting other countries. And we've seen it a little bit to some extent with Israel. We've seen it a little bit. But I think we need more partners. And we need, here's the problem. The problem is Trump is like, I'm going to put tariffs on you. I'm going to withhold support. I'm going to do these things if you don't get on board. And then Congress and all of the others are all mushy mouthed. I don't know that we're going to let you do this. The courts are like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to let you do this. If we had some tough love coming from this country, we could really get some other nations backing us up on these things. It's not like Iran is just a threat to the United States. They are a threat to Western civilization.
Great. Gulf nations are stepping up. I like that. If they want to do this, I mean, that's in their backyard. Let them carry more freight on it. Heck, they're getting, it's funny. We strike Iran and Iran then hits them. It's like, they're the whipping boy, right?
They're the proxy.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let's get into a story I told everybody about to check out over at 1819news.com. And with all transparency, my mother,
well,
my dear mother, is a member of DAR as well. Daughters
Aww, really?
Of the. Yes. That's how far one side of my family showed up when potatoes got scarce in Ireland. The other part has been here since, before it all popped off. And
that's an honor. I really hope your daughter joins.
Yeah, well, if she's back in town, we'll see. I got to get her. That's on my list of things to talk to her about, maybe further down. But yes, DAR, so I'm proud. My mama's DAR. And this, like I said, y'all, my mother is the member of DAR.
So you can join Sons of the American Revolution, which
yes.
is what Daughters of the American Revolution
yep.
spun off of.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, you won't let us in. Middle finger. We'll start our own. We'll curtsy and then start our own. Throw a tea party. And now these absolutely mentally ill trannies have decided they're going to infiltrate it. And these talk about toxic sympathy. These toxic, empathetic, little spineless women have said, hey, we'll let the men in. It's nonsense. It's utter and complete nonsense.
Yeah, and this, and y'all get more of this when you read this story. And I don't think there's a parallel here between what I'm talking about of not furthering a war with Iran and saying yes to dudes in the DAR. I'm 100% with you. It's called the Daughters of the American Revolution. But yeah, this involves Alabama Department of Public Health and
yeah.
birth records. Explain what's going on here, how this mechanism is trying to work.
So this is my third story on the issue, and I just want to say this is a huge shout out to the women of the DAR in South Alabama. You guys are bringing it. I'm not kidding. States around or all around the country, chapters are coming out and saying no to the trannies, and that is being led primarily in Alabama by the women of the South Alabama. So awesome for you guys. But what happened is this fight has the people who are supporting the men say, well, their birth certificates have been amended to say they're women. And I'm like, not here in Alabama. Surely not here in Alabama. Well, I'll be darned if they can do it here in Alabama. And so so if you are a man and you go get a surgery to cut off your family jewels, you can, in fact, get an amended birth certificate that says you are a woman.
You know, I wonder about that part. I've asked that many times. Do they cup check? Seriously. I mean, because people say, well, you know, you get this stuff done and you check. Are they checking people?
I'm just glad you elaborated on what you've asked about and that you haven't asked about having your family jewels removed.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Do you get cup checked? In other words, like, these stories come up nationally. I'm asking, seriously, do they check whether you had the stuff cut? I mean, could you just say, I did? Okay, I did.
You have to have your surgeon or physician has to do it. Now, are there surgeons?
No, but do they have to give you like a vaccination card for school that says, "Hey, he had his twig and berries off." So there is. You have to come bearing.
Have to come with a receipt from a doctor.
Okay.
Take that receipt to the an affidavit from a doctor swearing. Now, are there doctors out there? My question was this: for females, do they just have to have their breasts removed, or do they have to go have a piece of their arm or leg cut off to create a fake.
Well, do they have to have a adidectomy?
It has to have a. They have to have a surgical procedure.
Yeah, it's called the adidectomy.
Have you seen the images of what they do to those girls?
No, I have not.
It is disgusting. It's disgusting. And so, at any rate, you do have to provide evidence that you've had a surgery. But a surgery doesn't make a man a woman. You cut off those family jewels. That doesn't make you a woman. That's insanity. I mean, you'd have to be pretty insane to go into a doctor's office and be like, hey, I'm an otherwise healthy dude, but I think I'm a woman, so cut my pieces off. So insanity seems to be a high,
but you did
high
answer. No, I agree with you. You did answer a question for me, though, because I've always wondered, do they actually, like, is there anything to prove? You know, it just seemed like the idea of what I call cup check, which is, you know.
The note from the doctor is enough.
But they do have to provide something. They can't just say, I couldn't just say, hey, yeah, I'm a daughter now. I'd have to come with
that. No, they have to have an amended birth certificate. And like I said, Alabama makes you do this. Other states, you just do it by a feeling. Today, I feel like a woman. And you go in and they change your birth certificate.
Yeah, somebody, a squirrel friend said, yeah, Crocodile Dundee checked. Yeah, that's, for us, it was like, you know, cup check. But yeah, Crocodile Dundee checked where he checked it. You're young enough, you probably don't remember the movie. But
This is one of those situations, and I do remember that movie. I haven't seen it forever. I truly do believe that this is a part of insanity that we absolutely need to fix.
But I don't understand the desire to get into DAR, that you would do all this.
Oh, really? But,
like,
they don't do it. Hold on. So they don't, not, most of them aren't doing it to join DAR. Most of them are just bat crud crazy. And then their mother's in DAR. And so they join, or they just think it's another thing where they get to cosplay being a woman by joining DAR. Most of these aren't insane men who are just cutting their junk off to join DAR. They're men who are insane, cutting their junk off, and then think that gives them permission to join DAR. And it's disgusting, and it's wrong, and it should not be allowed.
You can read several stories, like April Marie said, about this over at 1819news.com.
I rail about it for an hour on Friday. You guys be forewarned.
Okay, so an hour long. nobody will cut you short on that one.
So I'll be here the 24th, which is Friday, and then next week to the 29th.
There we go. As guest host and residence continues for April Marie, they would have found you online outside 1819news.com. Where do they do that?
You can do it on X, APRYLMARIE.
Good stuff.
Hey, can I just say congratulations to Leanna on her nappy? That's awesome.
Best Facebook page out there.
Very cool.
All right.
Congratulations,
and guys. And go Google adidectomy, okay?
All right. I'll get right on that.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, it's not surprising is that the Daughters of the American Revolution way more organized than the Sons of the American Revolution. So I guess, because Mother and DAR, I could be in the Sons, but like, you got DAR houses, they're organized, do stuff just like ladies, right? They'll be stuff like events and things decorated and, you know, pay attention to schedules and calendars and all that stuff. And then Sons of the American Revolution, whatever it is, if there's a chapter around here. Y'all, do we have a keg party? We have a crawfish eating contest? What do we do? Let me know. All right, to the text line here. Let's see, first up. Tim says, Sean, I don't think Trump gets along with the leader from Canada. You know he was running that foreign bank exchange. I wouldn't be surprised if he wouldn't be linked into the cartel some kind of way because he was laundering the drug money in those banks down in the islands. I need to look that up, Tim. I am ignorant to Carney's former career. Fire Dog said, Jesus would have bombed the Romans, let's face it. Or maybe I read the Bible wrong. I'll ask tonight at Bible study. Killer Bees. Trump could carpet bomb some fire breaks to fight the fires. He doesn't know what the HE double hockey sticks he's talking about. If you do it, fire breaks, that'd be right here along the 48th parallel. We got dozers in, right? Killer Bees brought the dozers in, and we're putting in fire breaks. Yes. Squirrel Verena talks about the Crocodile Dundee check. Jim in Georgetown said the cup check used to be called the Crocodile Dundee back in the 90s in Southwest Florida. Yeah, I get it. I absolutely remember that in the movie. I just always called it cup check. Do y'all remember that? Did you? You probably couldn't do that in today's world. Where a coach come by and say, everybody got the cups on? Everybody, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop. You didn't have your cup on, did you? Oh. Also thinking back to those memories of those days, and remember those days, 1st of August, football practice would start. Oh, my gosh. Ugh. It's like there's hot, and then there's first day of football practice hot. Let's see. Chris in Orange Beach. If you have them cut off, it doesn't make you a woman. It makes you a castrated dude. And April Marie's going to beat my butt next time she lays eyes on you. Probably won't be anger from her. Let's see, Michael. Also, we can't get other nations on board with us because other nations don't agree with that the Israelis are the good guys. This entire situation benefits only them, so rightfully the rest of the world aren't willing to sacrifice their nation's resources and soldiers for the benefit of someone they believe is committing a genocide. Yeah, I didn't have, Matt, I'm sorry, maybe we'll get it on later. It said, I dare you to play I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain for your bumper music. Yeah, it's probably in Jeff's rotation or one of the other shows. I don't have that queued up. So, B-Dark said, April got it right. You can't trust none of them. Take them out. And that conversation with April was pretty cool. Yeah, we disagree on some things. Like, it's all right. Let's see. This from unnamed texter, I think. Yeah. Said, first up, those that advocate for bombing without any concern have never been in the military. Innocent civilian death will only lead to more terrorists and terrorist support. And whoever you are, texter, you remember the insurgent math, right, that was discussed in Iraq. Goes on to say, the issue is the controlling leader, which isn't voted for, the Ayatollah and military, are fanatics. You can't negotiate with fanatics. This is the issue that got involved with a group you can't rationalize with. They will allow the death of their entire population, still not give in. They believe they have God on their side. Attacking and removing the leadership is the only option. In the end, cost of life on both sides will be high. The price may be more than we are, anyone is willing to pay. In the Iran is the thorn that they have always been. The miscalculation of our government has always been the belief that they care about the death of their citizens. Yeah, absolutely. Texter, that is a miscalculation. All right, Derek, stop with the BS terrorist, we're doing the Lord's work crap. Where's your Jesus there? Finish it. It's like watching a dog get run over 10 times. Finish it. But to sell the moral argument is insulting. All right. Thank you, Tesha. This is from James. Says, easy, Sean. My mom was also in DAR. Well, that's two of us, man. But James, are you in Sons? Like, I guess April Marie said you and I could be in Sons. I don't know, like, any organized Sons of the American Revolution. I'm sure it's out there nationally, but, like, locally. Like, the ladies in the DAR, they got it on lock. Dudes, what? And also, is adictomy an official medical term? I just Google it. I just wanted April Marie to look at the term there. Scorverein says, Donald Trump, remember, Donald Trump knows what's up. Of course, from the show intro. Yeah. Sean, so if you get in a war with someone, I'd like to know what the American way is. I was taught it's either kill or be killed. Well, let's look at that. Look at the lengths our country has gone to. Not that innocents won't be killed, but in the past to minimize it. And waiting for somebody to quickly text in, well, what about dropping the bombs on Japan? That decision was made because the loss of life was going to be so huge for civilians and, most importantly, Americans going in there. So, if you're cool with it, that's fine. That's a difference in opinion. But if you think that's it, let's use nuclear weapons against Iran or carpet bomb, kill everybody in there. We just differ in opinion on that. Don't want the, no fan of the Iranians, their leadership, but I don't know if we should kill all the people.